Surah Yunus, verses 11-20.
نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد. We are alhamdulillah on page 290 in the 11 juz of the Quran, Surah Yunus, and the second ruku commencing with ayah number 11, inshallah, and going to ayah number 20. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, walau yu'ajjilu allahu linnasi shar, isti'ajalahum bil khayr, laqudiya ilayhim ajaluhum. So just before the end of the ruku yesterday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, those who do not hope to meet Allah, ayah number 7, those who do not hope to meet Allah have no fear of meeting Allah, and they are happy with the life of this world, they are content with it, they are oblivious and neglectful to the ayat of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the abode of these disbelievers is the fire. So when the kuffar would hear these ayat which mentioned that they would be punished in the hereafter, they rejected it. They would say that they could only believe in punishment in an afterlife if they were afflicted with some form of immediate punishment in this world for their disbelief. Since they were not taken to task here, they could not possibly believe in a promised eternal punishment in some fictitious afterlife. A response to this is provided in the next ayah. وَلَوْ يُعَجِّلُ اللَّهُ لِلنَّاسِ الشَّرِّ. And had Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, upon the hasty request for it, hastened punishment for people as they hastily seek goodness, and He hastens goodness for them, then the end of their term of life would already have been reached. لَقُضِيَ إِلَيْهِمْ أَجَلُهُمْ. If Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala were to hasten punishment for them, لَقُضِيَ إِلَيْهِمْ أَجَلُهُمْ, the end of their term of life would have been reached. However, the wisdom of Allah does not allow for punishment to be hastened. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, فَنَذَرُ الَّذِينَ لَا يَرْجُونَ لِقَاءَنَا. So we leave those who do not hope to meet us, we leave them, fi tughyanihim ya'mahun, groping along in their rebellion. And by extending their life to its full term, they accumulate much more sin, and then they deserve a greater portion of His wrath and punishment. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not give the kuffar their punishment in haste in this dunya, although they have demanded it. They said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if this Quran is the true word of Allah, amtir alayna hijara, let there be a rain of stones upon us from the heavens. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala allows them to complete their full term, and they accumulate more sin, and then they deserve more punishment from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The next ayah, number 12, deals with the opposite of tawheed is shirk. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about these mushrikeen. When they are desperate, they turn to Allah, but when they are relieved, they go back to shirk. وَإِذَا مَسَّ الْإِنسَانَ الضُّرُّ دَعَانَا لِجَنْبِهِ أَوْ قَاعِدًا أَوْ قَائِمًا. And whenever any distress befalls a human being, and this particularly refers to those among human beings who ascribe partners unto Allah, he prays to us all the time. لِجَنْبِهِ, lying on his side, he calls out to Allah. أَوْ قَاعِدًا, or sitting or standing. And he does not call out to any false deity. Even the mushrikeen and polytheists, when they are frustrated, they eventually call out to Allah. فَلَمَّا كَشَفْنَا عَنْهُ ضُرَّهُ. But when by his persistent prayer and invocation we remove his difficulty, مَرَّ كَأَنْ لَمْ يَدْعُنَا إِلَىٰ ضُرِّ مَسَّ. He goes on his way, severing all ties, all relationship with Allah, as if he had never ever prayed to us for the removal of his distress. كَذَلِكَ زُيِّنَ لِلْمُسْرِفِينَ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. And so it is that the evil actions of the transgressors are made to look good to them. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said the kuffar are entitled to adab, but it does not always come on time as they wanted and hastened as they wanted it to be hastened, but it has come in the past before. So look, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, ayah number 13, وَلَقَدْ أَهْلَكْنَا الْقُرُونَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. And indeed, before your time, we destroyed whole generations using different modes of punishment in each case. لَمَّا ظَلَمُوا, when they persistently perpetrated the evil of kufr and shirk. وَجَاءَتْهُمْ رُسُلُهُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ, and their messengers came to them with clear signs. وَمَا كَانُوا لِيُؤْمِنُوا, but they, on account of extreme rebellion, were not going to believe. كَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْقَوْمَ الْمُجْرِمِينَ, thus, as explained here, do we requite the guilty. Nations before were destroyed, entire nations were wiped out. And then, ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ خَلَائِفَ, ayah number 14, then in place of such people, we made you the successors in the land. مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ, why? لِنَنْظُرَ كَيْفَ تَعْمَلُونَ, so that we may observe how you would conduct yourselves. Would you also perpetrate shirk and disbelieve, or would you embrace iman? The next ayat, or two, three ayats, are about the Qur'an. The authenticity of the Qur'an has featured in this ayah, in this surah already, and now Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks again about it. وَإِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُنَا بَيِّنَاتٍ, when our revelations are recited to them, بينات, which are clear and elaborate, قال الذين لا يرجون لقاءنا, then those people who have no expectations of meeting us say, they say to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ائتي بقرآن غير هذا, either bring to us an entirely different Quran which does not contain objections to our actions, أو بدله, or at least make amendments to it. And by suggesting that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam should amend its contents, it appears as if they consider the Quran to be the word of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which he could edit and amend as he wished. Therefore, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala instructs Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, قُلْ, tell them, مَا يَكُونُ لِي أَنْ أُبَدِّلَهُ مِنْ تِلْقَاءِ نَفْسِي, it is not for me to amend it at on my own accord. And if amendments are not possible, then an alternate to the Qur'an, they said, bring another Qur'an, is even more remote as a possibility. The Qur'an is not my word, it is the word of Allah which I receive through wahi. Since this is the reality, it is revelation. Say to them, in attabi'u illa ma yuha ilay, I follow only that which is revealed to me, and by an impossible assumption, if I do not follow that wahi which is sent to me, إِنِّي أَخَافُ إِنْ عَصَيْتُ رَبِّي عَذَابَ يَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ, I fear if I were to disobey my Lord, the punishment of a dreadful day. قُلْ لَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مَا تَلَوْتُهُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَلَا أَدْرَاكُمْ, ayah number 16. And if they dispute this Qur'an to be wahi, revealed from Allah Himself, and they consider it to be the word of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then tell them, لَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ, tell them it is evident that this is a miraculous word which neither you or I could invent. I cannot make it up, you cannot make up something like it. So لَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مَا تَلَوْتُهُ عَلَيْكُمْ, if Allah had so willed that I should not recite it to you or inform you about it, He would not have revealed it to me, so that I would not have recited it to you, nor would I have brought it to your knowledge. So the fact that I am reciting it to you and informing you about it implies that Allah wants you to hear this miraculous speech and be informed about it. And since such miraculous speech cannot be produced except through wahi, it establishes that the Quran is wahi from Allah. Consequently, prior to its recital to you, فَقَدْ لَبِثْتُ فِيكُمْ عُمُرًا مِّن قَبْلِ, I have spent a major portion of a lifetime among you before it came to me, till the age of 40, during which I never uttered anything remotely similar to it. So how could I all at once produce such great amounts of miraculous speech when I was never known to do so before this? أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ, do you then not use your intelligence? فَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ, so they wanted Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to amend the Qur'an. And since it is established to be the true word of Allah, how could you request me to amend it? And how do you persistently reject it? مَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا, so who is a greater evildoer than the one who invents a falsehood about Allah, which you seek me to do? أَوْ كَذَّبَ بِآيَاتِهِ, or one who denies his signs as you are doing. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الْمُجْرِمُونَ. Surely the evildoers shall never prosper. In fact, they will suffer an eternal torment and punishment. Going back to shirk, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَيَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. And instead of believing in the oneness of Allah, Tawheed, they worship what neither harms them if they would not worship it. They worship idols. If you do not worship those idols, they cannot harm you. وَلَا يَنْفَعُهُمْ. Nor does it benefit them if they worship it. وَيَقُولُونَ. And they claim without any evidence that there is a benefit in worshipping these false deities. So they say, هَؤُلَاءِ شُفَاءُنَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. These are our intercessors by Allah. And that is why we remain devoted to their worship. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, قُلْ أَتُنَبِّئُونَ اللَّهَ بِمَا لَا يَعْلَمُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَلَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Are you informing Allah about something in the heavens and the earth which He does not know of? And since Allah knows everything, He has no knowledge of what you claim, that false deities will intercede for you. It is established that the worship of false deities is baseless. Subhanahu, glory be to Him. Wa ta'ala amma yushrikun. And far exalted is He over whatever you associate with Him as partners. وَمَا كَانَ النَّاسُ إِلَّا أُمَّةً وَاحِدًا. And ascribing partners unto Allah was not always the path of human beings, because Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, مَا كَانَ النَّاسُ إِلَّا أُمَّةً وَاحِدًا. Mankind was initially only one single community, subscribing to the concept of Tawheed during the time of Adam alayhi salam and for many generations of his progeny. Then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, فَاخْتَلَفُوا. But then they differed and strayed and became polytheists. وَلَوْلَا كَلِمَةٌ سَبَقَتْ مِنْ رَبِّكَ. And had it not been for a prior word from your Lord. What prior word? That their full punishment would only be given to them in the hereafter. لَقُضِيَ بَيْنَهُمْ فِي مَا فِيهِ يَخْتَلِفُونَ. Their differences would have been settled for them immediately, and their punishment meted out to them instantly. The last ayah. Go back to Risala and Prophethood. وَيَقُولُونَ. And they ask, due to their rebellion, and despite the Quran being an adequate miracle which establishes the prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they ask, لَوْلَا أُنزِلَ عَلَيْهِ آيَةٌ مِّن رَبِّهِ. Why has no sign been sent down to him from his Lord, from the signs which we have requested? Tell them that the purpose of a miracle is to establish the validity of your prophethood, and any miracle suffices to fulfill this objective. So there is no need to display the miracles they have requested. However, it may be that some of their requested miracles may occur, and it could be that they would not occur. So say to them, إِنَّمَا الْغَيْبُ لِلَّهِ. Allah alone has knowledge of the unseen. I do not have this knowledge, so I do not know if those miracles would occur. فَانْتَظِرُوا. So remain in anticipation. إِنِّي مَعَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُنْتَظِرِينَ. I too will be in anticipation with you. Let's do the tilawat of this ruku, inshallah. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Walau yu'ajjilu Allahu lin-nasi sharra isti'jalahum bil khayri laqudiya ilayhim ajaluhum fanadharu alladhina la yarjuna liqa'ana fi tughyanihim ya'mahun. وَإِذَا مَسَّ الْإِنسَانَ الضُّرُّ دَعَانَا لِجَنْبِهِ أَوْ قَاعِدًا أَوْ قَائِمًا فَلَمَّا كَشَفْنَا عَنْهُ ضُرَّهُ مَرَّ كَأَنْ لَمْ يَدْعُنَا إِلَى ضُرٍّ مَسَّهُ كَذَلِكَ زُيِّنَ لِلْمُسْرِفِينَ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. وَلَقَدْ أَهْلَكْنَا الْقُرُونَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَمَّا ظَلَمُوا وَجَاءَتْهُمْ رُسُلُهُمْ وجاءتهم رسلهم بالبينات وما كانوا ليؤمنوا كذلك نجزي القوم المجرمين ثم جعلناكم خلائف في الأرض من بعدهم لننظر كيف تعملون وإذا تتلى عليهم آياتنا بينات قال الذين لا يرجون لقاءنا ائت بقرآن غير هذا أو بدل قل ما يكون لي أن أبدله من تلقاء نفسي إن أتبع إلا ما يوحى إلي إني أخاف إن عصيت ربي عذاب يوم عظيم قل لو شاء الله ما تلوته عليكم ولا أدراكم به فقد لبثت فيكم عمرا من قبله أفلا تعقلون فمن أظلم ممن افترى على الله كذبا أو كذب بآياته إنه لا يفلح المجرمون ويعبدون من دون الله ما لا يضرهم ولا ينفعهم ويقولون هؤلاء شفعاؤنا عند الله قل أتنبئون الله بما لا يعلم في السماوات ولا في الأرض سبحانه وتعالى عما يشركون وما كان الناس إلا أمة واحدة فاختلفوا ولولا كلمة سبقت من ربك لقضي بينهم فيما فيه يختلفون ويقولون لولا أنزل عليه آية من ربه فقل إنما الغيب لله فانتظروا إني معكم من المنتظرين آمنت بالله صدق الله مولانا العظيم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب